Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever. Feliz Navidad. Hey. Merry Christmas. I had to put that plug in here because girl Ryan has been like, you haven't talked about the pillow.
And the pillow. I don't know if you can read it, but it does say Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. And we always like to joke, Feliz on your dog. Do, 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 do. There's fleas on your dog. Do, 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 do. You better catch them. There's fleas on your dog. And that is the song we love to sing all around as the parents are trying to cook and make a mess. So for those of you that are going to be celebrating on the 24th, Feliz Navidad. I also will be celebrating on the 24th. And for you guys, the 25th. Like, yes. That is so special. That is so exciting, you guys. It is time to gather around our loved ones, and right now we are gathered here to spill some tea.
Yes.
And there's no like other time to spill the tea than the holidays, you know?
Right. Like, this is like the hottest tea.
It's like, so tell me what the hell's been going on all year and give it to me. Like, has been grandma acting crazy? Like, oh, so that aunt did do that because and you have a glass of wine, you know?
Just right. And the parents are finally letting go of the holiday stress.
Right.
And, you know, they're kind of reaching their breaking point around the relatives that they're like about ready to just, you know, spill to you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to kick that off, before you get to your own festivities today, we are going to be spilling some shocking family secrets.
Yes.
Yes. Stories.
No,
secrets.
Both. All stories, secrets, all of the above.
We are airing out the dirty laundry.
We are spilling the family tea today. And I'm so excited because the concept of this is like so wild to me because I'm like, okay, I know everybody has secrets, right? Everybody's got their own stuff. But when it comes to family, some people take that shit to the grave.
Yeah.
Like some people really will like not say anything.
And I feel like every family has at least one big secret, maybe two, maybe three, but at least one, mm-hmm, that as you're growing up, you maybe hear bits and pieces of, or you pick up on something, and you reach a point in like late teenhood or adulthood where it all comes unraveling and you learn whatever that family secret is. Mm-hmm. And like, as much as I know we would all love to share our own, and we have privately, to put that on the internet attached to your name is, you know, I'm not gonna do that to my family.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys don't want to do that to your family. So what we did was we sent out an anonymous prompt to the group chat and said, if you have a, whatever that family secret is in your family, if you want us to read it on the podcast with no names attached, mm-hmm, we will do that.
Just get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta spill a little tea and just spill it and then be like, okay, I feel good.
And to be honest, I am quite excited about tea when somebody is like, there's like, I don't know them or something like that. Like,
right.
I'm like, I'm so far removed that like, oh my God, let me tell you about the craziest gossip that I have.
Right.
Like, you'll never know them. Here we go.
It's like the TikToks of like reacting to like small town Facebook drama.
Yes.
And it's like so dramatic and so niche and you are so disconnected from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing. I don't want gossip and drama about people I really know.
Yeah.
Right. Because then it's like,
it's
then
too serious.
It could affect your life and your relationship with them. And you're like, oh God, like I know too much, you know.
But it's the best when it's like disconnected from you, or you're hearing it from a friend of a friend of a friend whose uncle had this crazy thing happen to them.
Right.
And you're like, I can enjoy the human experience of gossiping a little bit.
Yes.
Without having any negative repercussions or feeling right. guilt or spreading it.
Right.
Right. I don't know these people.
I was going to say, right. I'm never saying that again because you told me and I'm just shocking. I'm just, right. it's just something it's to. Just
so I can react.
Yeah.
As also, I sit, as I you sip my told drink, me.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
You gave me this information. Otherwise, I wouldn't know.
Right. One of my favorite things to do at the end of a long day is go on Reddit and read the Boru subreddit. It's best of Redditor updates. So whenever someone has shared a story and unravels in multiple parts on another subreddit, then they compile it all on Boru. And so it'll be things from like, am I the asshole, or family drama, or legal advice, or relationship advice. And they have all the parts there of however this crazy thing unfolded.
Right.
Whoa.
Ugh. Wow.
Wow. Oh, you're going to eat this up.
Oh, yeah. This is like my Super Bowl.
Wow. I cannot wait to get into it.
And it feels a little bit more juicy because these are our viewers. So it's kind of like, rather than like going on Reddit, like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like, tell me more about the story. Like, yeah. But also, these are our viewers. I feel a little bit closer and I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
It has like a little extra layer of sasson. It does. So I'm so excited to hear these shocking stories and secrets.
It's going
to
be so good.
So before we get into it, I want to know, how old were you when you found out the family secret in your family?
I was just going to say, I think my mom was like, let me wait until I know that she is old enough to not repeat it. Because, you know, like, you, of course you want to tell your daughter and you're like, oh my God, let me give you the tea. But I don't know, you're but young like, you enough. Really you're young just... enough to still like loose lips with the cousins. And you're like, yes. I also heard that you're whatever. Which, by the way, I have accidentally been told some tea.
Oh, me too.
When I was younger. And then I said it out loud. And my mom was like, absolutely red in the face because I said it out loud. And she was like, that was a secret. And I'm like, also, why would you give me that?
Why would you tell me that?
Exactly. So I feel like I started getting the tea once I could hold on to the tea.
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah, I was. I also spilled a little bit of tea too when I was younger. But also I was like, that was your fault. You shouldn't have been talking about that with me, or shouldn't have been gossiping. Because that was the tea. My mom was like talking to her friend about their other friend. And I know these people. And then I was like, oh yeah, they were talking about this and this and this. And my mom was like, I was like, oh, sorry. I was like six.
She's like, oh yeah, my mom told me how you but she's like, oh my God, Ryan,
it was
shut
dead ass just like that.
Oh no.
I was like, oh yeah, my mom and so and so are talking about how you blah 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 blah.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Your mom's like dying inside.
She's like, I cannot say that around. Obviously she's listening and you were little baby you playing with her little toys listening. Yeah. She's like, oh, get a girl.
Oh yeah. But I think I was about like 12 or 13 when I like got the tea, like the family tea. I was like, oh my God.
I think that was same for me with like the big family secret in my family. It was like, you know, little bits and pieces and breadcrumbs. And then I asked my mom about it when I think I was about 12 or 13 and she spilled. Yeah. I wonder if it's different for boys because I feel like or for girls growing up who don't have a mother figure, because I do feel like it is kind of something of like, the mother telling the daughter, right? The mother being like, all right.
You're right.
Have you guys ever got tea from your dad? Because I have.
No.
I'm like, never juicy.
I don't think my dad has any tea.
It's honest.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And if I did, it was like, my mom was like around to like get, like help him.
Facilitate
like
the story.
Yeah, or like, yeah, give the details because it's always so like vague. I'm like,
I was just
say anything.
That's why they give no tea because you're like, and then what? And what they say, you're trying you're to like, get more and they have no details. You're like, okay, well then this was a waste of tea spilling. You like, didn't even have all
like,
the tea.
Oh, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so broke up or got divorced, whatever. And we're like, oh my God, what happened? They're like, oh, I don't know.
I didn't ask.
Why not? That's the only thing we care about. Why?
So I feel like that's why I don't have any tea. Like he tried to give me some juicy and he was like, oh, that's it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but also we don't tell my brother anything because he can't hold a secret and he can't lie.
I feel like my brothers just didn't care. Like, they didn't care. Like, I wanted to know why everything was so weird about this thing and what the things I was picking up on. And I think my brothers were like, meh.
We didn't even.
Didn't even notice.
They didn't even care about the drama.
We tried to tell my brother stuff and then, or we'll be like, oh, me and my sister will be like, oh, we're going to do this thing. But like, don't say anything. Like, oh, okay, they're coming. And my brother will be like,
oh no.
How you doing? That's good. Fine. we broke the vase. Like, it's like that. And we're like, bro, so we just don't tell him anything.
Yeah. He can't
until
be trusted.
No, until he gets it together, I guess.
Well, that's good. Now you know he's not good at lying. You're looking at him and he's looking at the floor.
Yeah, he's really bad at it.
That must be tough. Like, not condoning lying or shit like that, but like kids that like cannot lie for their lives, those poor things.
Poor
like
things.
Sometimes a little white lie might be necessary, but he'd be like,
no, he literally like can't. Or he just like won't look at you, and it's just he just like gets really weird, and you're like,
well, that's good. Okay, keeping him honest, man.
Yeah. Honestly.
Good.
We need a few of those around.
Yeah.
And before we get into it, this is just your friendly weekly reminder to subscribe to 20 Whatever on YouTube. You can follow us on all of the podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything. And check us out on Instagram because we are there as well. Okay. You guys are ready to get into some anonymous, juicy family drama?
Absolutely.
Ooh. All right. So this one, the viewer titled it, which I love because usually Ryan titles these, and we have 23andMe Gone Wrong. Hi, love the podcast and you lovely ladies. Anonymous, please. We'll keep y'all anonymous.
Yes.
Don't worry. This is some serious anonymity here.
Yes.
A couple years ago, my sister wanted to learn more about where our family was from, so she did a 23andMe. She saw a random relative on there that she had never heard of and convinced my mom to do one as well. The random relative came back as my mom's half-sister. My mom is the youngest of 7 in a blended family. She found the half-sister on social media and talked to her a little bit, and we figure out eventually my mom's dad actually wasn't her real dad. The unfortunate part of all of this is that all the parents in this situation are dead, so we can't even ask them what happened. My mom begs her siblings to get tested so she can figure out what the heck happened. Her older brother agreed and took the test. This oldest brother is supposed to be my mom's half-brother because he came from her mom's previous marriage. Turns out, he comes back as a full sibling. This means my mom was cheating on her previous husband and my mom's dad with the same guy spanning over 15 years because of her and her siblings' age difference. Absolutely wild.
Whoa. Okay, wait.
Holy shit.
Wait, okay.
Sorry.
So, no.
Are we allowed to swear yet?
Cool.
Out of the first 2 minutes, we're in the clear.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so it started with taking the test and finding a half-sister.
Yeah.
And then being like, okay, we want to find the half-sister. And then in finding the half-sister, found out that her dad wasn't actually her real dad.
Yep.
Then found out that her half-brother is her full brother, which means that the mom was cheating on her husband with this man's dad for 15
years. For 15 years because of their age difference. All because of, do you know how many crazy stories come out of these, like, 23andMe tests?
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
The saliva don't lie. You know, like, that, like, I did take a 23andMe. And I remember when my papa, like, asked me, and he's like, all right, can you do this? And I was like, all right, well, we're about to find out from the closet.
You're like, let's find out if we break up the family.
Yeah, I would love to give you some of my spit. Let's find out.
There is this, there's, like, a famous, like, gospel singer whose name is Kirk Franklin, and he like didn't know his dad, didn't have a dad growing up, like it was really tough, whatever, takes a test, finds out that his dad like lives down the street from him, like his real dad like lives down the street from him, and he goes and he talked, but the dad didn't know.
Oh my gosh. So he didn't even know he had a son
at all. Didn't know, because the mom didn't tell him. He goes to the dad and is like, I just found out. And the dad like breaks down crying. And he's like, if I would have known, I would have taken care of you. But I didn't know. And I'm so sorry. And these people are old. Like they're like in the 50s older.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they're crying together, whatever. And then he was like, I need to go talk to my mom. Goes to the mom. Mom denied to the day she died. And he's like, I literally have proof. And she couldn't. She was like, no, that's not like he's not your like that's not the tea. And he was like, I need you to tell me. And she was like, I don't know. And he was like, this is literally going to affect our relationship forever. Like, I don't even know how to, like, whatever the fuck. And she still was like, deny.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I also feel like at a certain point, once you've told yourself a story so many times, that is truth. You know, and that's one of those stories that person was like, this is the story. This is my truth. And that is I refuse to remember any other memory. And they override it and truly believe. And so her being like, absolutely not. Like, Yeah. And I, like, no fact could convince me otherwise.
Right. Right.
And what's crazy, too, about this story, the viewer story, is everyone involved is dead.
Right.
So you can't even ask what happened.
Yeah. Right. You can't even get the answer.
And right. I wonder how many things like that that have been uncovered from, like, 23andMe and stuff would have gone completely unexposed, like, take to the grave.
Right.
Yep.
And how many things had 23andMe been around 50 years ago, 100 years ago? How many crazy cover-ups and family stories would have been uncovered?
Yeah. I think so much, especially, like, back in the day when, like, people were having kids way younger.
Mm. Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, oh, like, I got pregnant when I was, like, 13. So then we just, like, lied to the kid and said that I was their sister. And then they grew up and then they find out that they're the mom and they're like, what the hell? And, like, what? Then actually your mom that you thought was your mom is actually your grandma. And it's, like, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
but I've always think about that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I think some stuff would, like, definitely go to the grave and, like, nobody would ever find out. But, like, at some point, somebody's gonna know and find out and tell everybody. Like, I'm like, the secrets can only go so, like, far, I feel like.
Yeah.
I know. I want to know the secrets that were never told.
Right.
I know. But I'm also like, what I don't know, maybe I don't need to know.
Right. Right. I'm like, I want to know the secrets that aren't too serious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I stand with that.
I titled this one, oh, that's not dot, dot, dot. Hello, girlies. So happy to be your whatever watcher. All three, oh, four of you, can't forget Jess, of your kindness and positivity that you guys radiate makes my Wednesday so much better. Happy holiday season. I have a wild story for you guys. When I tell you, it's a doozy.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so years ago, like maybe five, my aunt, who was a twin, got remarried to a guy that was really nice and my family really liked him. My uncle, her husband, had passed away many years before. He and my aunt were together for about 2 years until they split up. No one really knew why. They just did. We didn't think anything of it, although we were a little sad to see him go. Then, about a year later, he shows up to Christmas with my other aunt.
No, the twin?
Doesn't say, but I'm giving, it probably is because this person
specified
the twin part. Love you girls so much. Hope your aunts don't have as much man troubles.
Oh my gosh.
Bro.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And not funny. Ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, especially because he was a nice guy. Like, the family really liked him.
And they were together for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's not like and he married. Was just like a random. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Also.
But also the sister. I'm like, girl, what the fuck?
Honestly, okay. Wait. Who do you think it's worse on? The sister or the twin hopper?
I think it's weird for the man.
Yeah.
But horrible for the sister.
Yeah.
Like, the man, I'm just like, okay, so you just like.
And you have a tie.
You have it. Yeah. Yeah.
No. And then the parents. Yeah. Imagine being a parent to those girls. I'd be like, oh, so not this daughter, but we're going to be. Oh.
We're still in-laws.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's. So, imagine having weird. To be like, oh, no, but we're like so chill because like I'm now with the other. Like, and also, as like, a parent, I don't even.
But also,
what
like, what do you think? And also, these people are probably like, I mean, they're definitely like grown. It's wild, though, to think that, like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, you were going to show up to Christmas and everyone's going to be like, oh, hey. Like, that wasn't just so weird?
I'm
like,
sorry.
You weren't with my aunt 2 years ago?
I still stand by it. My mom would still be like, and what the?
No, for show. For show?
At Christmas.
Absolutely. Like, but, like, what was the plan? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
There's no plan, right. Is there? There can't be a plan. Like, you.
Like, well, you really said, I don't give a fuck.
Well, let's talk about this, because this actually happens, unfortunately, quite often, where it's like a guy will date like either the sister or like another sibling or
and
something
then,
like
date
that.
The mom.
Okay.
Oh, I know. I've heard that.
Yeah. There was a situation I was aware of where this couple was together and the boyfriend cheated on her with her mom on a family vacation.
I'm so sorry, but I have beef with the mom.
Oh,
beef with the
hands
mom.
Hands down.
Like, fuck this guy. Like, obviously, like, terrible.
Terrible.
But, like, but you're my mom, bro.
How would you ever get over that?
I don't think I would.
It's terrible that it's a sister. It's terrible if it's a cousin. It's just don't date inside the same family. There's so many people out there.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
But,
yes.
But, my, like, the mom.
I feel like that's got to.
A whole other
mom,
level of
the
woe.
Mom needs therapy.
Oh, absolutely. Have you seen that show? There's a show where like it's really weird, and I'm like I haven't seen it, but people have talked about it. Where like it's like these older women who date younger guys.
Cougar Island.
Is it that?
There's a show. It's a show called MILF Manor.
MILF Manor.
What kind of? Who's streaming this?
I don't
HBO?
Know. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't. You know, I've never seen it, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and it's like it's really weird because they'll go like the moms will go there with their sons.
Yeah. So it's like a dating show.
Yeah.
But you go with your mom, and obviously you're not dating your mom.
Yeah, but you will date other women.
You're going to date the other moms. Same age as your
mom, yeah. And then they will, like, date.
And they're becoming friends with the other contestants. I watched a little bit with my boyfriend and his roommates, and oof.
It's, like, a lot.
Well, one kid, it's, like, one of his friends from the show ends up with his mom. Like, they're in a full relationship. They're in love. Yep. And you believe it. Mm-hmm. And I think her name's Disco Mommy. That's what she's referred to as.
Yikes.
I honestly, I don't think that's that bad. Like, it's a little weird. But there's no familial ties being crossed.
Right.
I think it's a lot. It's, like, not for me. But.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
If you're two consenting adults and you want to date your son's friend.
Right.
I guess so.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I feel a little weird about it, but it's not my
life.
Right.
Just getting cheated on, number one, terrible. To know that the other woman is your mom.
Yeah.
There's no.
Or your sister.
Or your sister.
There is
yeah.
just no. Like, how do you heal from that? Like, you're just. Because it's so hard to trust someone already after
a breakup. Well, that's like the one woman that you could trust around your boyfriend without it being weird. Like, obviously, if you have trust issues, you have trust issues, whatever. But, like, no one's ever checking for their mom.
Right.
Well, and then, like, how are the rest of the Christmas dinners going to be for the rest of the years?
Right. Your daughter's just sitting there and you're like, hey. Like,
right.
What the
I'm dude, angry. So
I crossed a line.
Very much
not
so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that story ended, or if it's ongoing. Like, did he continue to date the other aunt? Like, is he still coming around to things?
Were people weird?
Like, is it just a one-time thing where you're just like, your mom's hot, we fucked, and that's it, and we move on? Which, like, so wrong. Because, and here's the thing: like we said, what would come of it? In one of those situations, the mom probably was like, I can tell that this boy is going to cheat on my daughter, so I'm going to just hook up with him and get rid of him. You know, like, maybe there was...
You give them too much credit.
I was like, that's...
I'm trying to justify this horrible act.
I know.
She's like, I mean, it's whatever. I will never see him again because I will ruin
it. And also, you'll never see your daughter again.
Right. I know, girl.
I'm like, is it worth it?
Oh, my God. Ladies, just don't with your sisters or your cousins friends. Just don't. It's like the rule, don't date your friends, like boyfriends. Like, that's
don't date your friends. Exes, like, that's like so not the tea.
Yeah,
I don't know how to justify that. I just feel like there's never a real reason why, because to me, like, let's just say, like, you started dating one of my exes, all I would be able to think about was, okay, so when we were dating, you were feeling the type of way, or maybe you did something or said something. Like, that is all that I would be able to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, so that it's time like, when we were together.
Yeah.
Right.
And that one time when you guys were in a room together and I wasn't there, but I didn't think anything. Right. Like, there was probably some, like, no. I like
the turmoil that goes in your brain.
And to be going through that with your twin in this viewer story, like,
literally no one else that is so in sync with you.
It's like getting betrayed. Like, honestly, it feels like like by yourself. Cause you're like, girl, we are like,
we are one.
Cause I feel like twins feel that. Like, they're like, like your mom and her twin, like, they are like, babe, we are the same. Mm-hmm. So, like, to do that to your, like, cause you also see yourself in that person. So, like, to do that to yourself, you're like, well, that person did not obviously love themselves because they're doing those kind of actions.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing that, you're obviously not loving on your own because you should not be doing those kind of things. So, yeah.
I just don't know what
I
would even
girl,
say.
Well, girl, that was some juicy ass.
Oh my God. That was juicy tea. Ooh. I know.
Mm. And I hate to see it.
I hate to see it too.
All right, next one up. Hi, ladies. Please keep this anonymous with a smiley face. It's like, please. I got you. I just found out my fully 100% white elderly uncle has been undergoing plastic surgery the past few years to look Japanese. His cover story was that he got in a car accident and needed partial facial reconstruction, but I guess that never actually happened, and he came clean to my mom, who promised to not tell anyone. Now, you know, not sure how I feel about the whole thing, to be honest.
Did she say it was an uncle?
Yes, and it says elderly uncle, fully 100% white, undergoing plastic surgery to look Japanese.
That is... so
specific
and wrong.
Yeah.
And like, Just and strange. Also, like,
why?
Yeah.
What?
Compelled you.
Why? Like, just, I think it's wrong, but I want to know.
Why? Yeah. Like, where did this urge come from, and how did it get to the point of following through?
Yeah.
Honestly, the car accident, a good cover story.
Great cover story.
Yeah, because people aren't going to ask, like, oh man, his face is looking kind of different.
Right, because that's rude.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my face looks different because I got in a car accident and whatever happened.
Yeah.
No. It's him, like, telling the mom. She's like, and he told my mom. And the mom spilling the tea.
Yeah, it's your mom
spilling the tea. I love it. Because but also, like,
I wish I could, like, see. Like, I want to know. You know what I mean? I'm
what does he look like?
What did he look like before? And what does he look like now? And, like, is it giving? Because I also feel like cosmetic surgeries don't look like surgeries that you have to get to reconstruct your face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, it's like the classic thing of someone being like, I got a nose job because I have a deviated septum. And it's like, yes, that's a real thing, but it doesn't make your nose look like this.
Exactly. Right. Like, I so wish to know what this person's face looks like now. Like,
I know why you didn't send a picture.
Yeah. But
it's reminding me of the, like, the right now I just saw on my FYP while we were at break, and this person did full reconstruction, like, body and everything just to look just like Britney Spears. Like, every single thing, like, the teeth and the cheeks, and, like, you got to do everything to look. And I'm like, and obviously that's rooted from a place of love because you just love Britney Spears so much, but, like, to want to look like her, I don't know. And I feel like there might be something there. Like, he's like, I saw a Japanese man, and I just saw him and was like, I saw myself in him, and that really speaks more truthfully to me, and I want to reconstruct. I don't know. Here I am justifying their shit again.
You give people too much credit. Dude. You're like, her mom just wanted this bad man out of her life. He saw a really attractive Japanese man.
What was the reason?
I know. I feel like, because I'm like, to enhance your own features for sure. To be like, oh, I like so-and-so's lips, so I want so-and-so's lips like that. But like, to dead ass, either like fully try to be somebody else, like copy somebody's like likeness, or to just like, I mean, you can't change races, so that's, like, so wild to me that that would even be a thing. But, like, to want to do that also is, like,
to attempt to do that, yeah.
Choices.
Also, it's visual. It's not a secret. We can see him.
Right.
And I also love that he spilled to the mom when she asked him. Like, don't you think that if you were going to commit so hard to, like, this cover
story,
you
wouldn't say anything?
Yeah.
Deny.
Like that mom. Deny. And in that moment, you're like, deny, because I'm trying to make it feel real, right?
Well, yeah, like, yeah, I did this.
Yeah. Okay. And also, there's that difference with when you do it with your whole chest.
Yeah, because just like who cares?
Like, do it. Yeah, do it. But do it with your whole
chest.
Then
if somebody asks, you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you went out of your way to lie and say you got in a car accident, you needed surgeries and all this shit. Like, so you admit this is probably not the thing you should be doing.
Oh, there is a layer of knowing it's wrong.
That's why he lied.
Because if not, you just say, oh, I'm just,
I
just
want to. Of course I did. Oh, yeah, I got my lips on, I got my nose on, whatever, because da-da-da. No, I need to say that I got in an accident because I don't want people to know that I'm trying to look Japanese.
Right.
Because then people would judge me because that's wrong.
I heard it out loud.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. Right.
Next. Oh, gosh. This one Ryan titled, It's Giving Life with Derek.
And if you know.
All right. Hey, ladies. I'll stay anonymous for this one. Yeah, you will. Love the pod and all of your YouTube channels. Thank you. Well, long story, but here's the short version. My aunt, we'll call her Susan, was raised by her aunt. One day, Susan told her aunt about a guy at school that she liked. The guy asked Susan out not too long after, and she said yes. She was all excited and told her aunt as soon as she got home from school that day. Susan's aunt was so happy for her and asked what his name was so she could call his parents before they went out together. Susan said his name was, fake name, Greg Stein. Greg Stein, her aunt said, are you sure it's Greg Stein? Susan assured her that was his name. Susan's aunt forbid her from seeing him, and Susan couldn't understand why. He was so nice. I feel like I know where this is going. Finally, after a week or so, Susan's aunt told her about some of the things they were holding until Susan was older. My aunt Susan couldn't date Greg Stein because he was her half-brother. Hope you liked the story. Love you, ladies.
And now we get the Life with Derek reference.
But imagine at least Life with Derek was Step.
Yes. At least. But also imagine her not asking or saying anything and just like going out on a date and they were like making out.
Oh no. Well, I feel like there has been definitely drama back in the day where they're like, they find out that they were like dating somebody who they were related to. Like, that's such a thing, right?
Also, yeah. Also, weren't people like marrying their sisters? Like, whatever the fuck. Like,
Oh, right. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. I'm like, weren't we like also just doing that?
Oh.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's so hard too, because like, Susan, the aunt, did nothing wrong in that situation. She met a nice boy.
Right.
Wanted to go out with him, was all excited. But now to feel so awkward seeing him and being around him.
Yeah, because also, did they tell him?
Right.
Does he know?
Oh my gosh, T.
Is he just like, feel like maybe she like stood him up? Or like, what was the T?
Yeah, that's your half-brother, babe.
But also, it's giving...
What?
Why are you guys living so close together and they don't know? Like, what is the tea?
And also, it's giving, we probably look something alike. Odd.
Right.
Right? Half? No?
I don't know.
Well, I had a friend in school who this happened to her, but with her cousin. She had, like, so many cousins. And it was like, you know, just she knew most of her cousins, but not all of them. And she started telling me about this guy that she liked.
God damn.
And we made up, like, a code name for him like we always do. And then one day I was like, oh, how's it going with code name? And she's like, actually, let's never bring this up again because I told my mom about him and he's my cousin.
Shit.
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know, I have like 5 million cousins. Well, he's one of them. So let's never bring it up again. And I was like, copy.
Right.
I'm going to tell it on my podcast 15 years later. Right.
I love that.
Right.
Got it.
But, you know, and she felt so awkward about it for so long.
Of course.
But they didn't even date. It was literally just like, oh, there's this guy in my class who I have a crush on. We're going to be teenagers and give him a code name.
Right. Yeah.
Turns out code name should have been cousin.
Stop. Sierra. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oof, that's rough.
Ooh, that's unfortunate, but I'm glad that her response was, ew, let's never talk about that again.
Yeah.
Rather than people that are like, but like, kind of like second cousin.
Or like Karen from Mean Girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that your cousin? She's like, yeah, I'm my first cousin. Or did she say whatever, second cousin.
Yeah, but like Seth. Second cousin.
Seth. That's no, she
name.
Says first cousin. Yeah. They're like, exactly. And she's like, no, that's like different
you
than
can't
your
date
cousin.
Your second cousin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She thinks it's one more removed, like a second cousin.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So her cousin.
Which, by the way, I like have to rewatch before like the new one comes out. So like we can quote it and stuff.
Yes, I just
saw January 12th.
January 12th.
Period.
Yeah. Okay, writing it down.
Literally.
Sorry, sidebar. We had a whole conversation about this in one of our November episodes, and we cut it because we're just going spitballing so excited about the movie. And then we listened back, and it was when the strike was still happening. We were like, oh my gosh, we have to cut all of this. So now we can talk about it.
And we're so excited about
the Mean Girls movie.
Yes. So excited. Literally cannot wait.
I cannot wait. No, well, we got to re-say what we said because it got cut. Oh my God, that freaking trailer was so hot.
Oh my gosh.
Renee Rapp, when she goes, get in, loser. I'm like, huh.
I'm like, I will.
I'm like,
yes, I'm in.
I'm already in the car. I'm on your
whatever
lap.
You want.
It's crazy.
Right.
No, she's going to be an awesome Regina in the movie from the clips, from the slime tutorials I've seen of her in the musical. Mm-hmm. Unreal.
Yes,
I'm
so
super
good.
Excited.
Which, by the way, Ms. Renee Rapp is not the only one from the Broadway cast in that movie.
Yes.
The teacher.
Yes. Ashley Park. Ashley Park.
Oh, yes. And she was Gretchen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they also kept Miss Tina Fey.
Yeah,
I don't know who she's playing. Saw some clips.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but she's in it.
The girl that played Moana.
Yes.
She's also Janice.
Yes, she's Janice.
I can't wait to
also,
see her.
Also, Damien's black.
Love that. Appropriate. Yes.
Right. Correct.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
So good.
I do think there's an interesting thing about the trailer, though, in that it seems like they're trying to make it seem like it's not a musical.
Yes. I think that's on purpose.
I think so, too.
Which I swear to God, if you try to play me and not put a good song from the album.
No,
I
the whole thing is the musical.
Okay, good.
That's just, what the movie is. But they're trying to make it seem like it's not.
They're trying to trick the Kenzies to show up.
Exactly. Literally.
Kenzie's literally. In the seats. And
because
like,
they didn't play any of the songs.
You're so right.
Yeah.
And we were like mad about it because we are musical theater people. And we were like, where is it? But I think they're being smart.
And you're right about
that.
They're not promoting that. And now it's kind of bumming me out because usually with those kind of movies, they'll be like, oh, we'll also do like a sing-along option. Because
they probably will later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they
I would
just
also
need to get people to buy tickets.
Right.
Because also it's giving remake, which is like, we already don't, no one really loves a remake, right? Mean Girls is so iconic. It doesn't really need a remake.
Yeah.
But it's not a remake.
It's not a remake. It's a movie it's version of the musical.
I also liked what they did with the, I saw a lot of millennials reacting to it on TikTok, but being like, this isn't your mother's Mean Girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tea.
And they did say this version would be a little bit more risque. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. Let's see some
people were hating on the outfits, being like, Regina George would never wear cargo pants. I'm like, she would in this era.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also, it's giving this Regina George is a little gay.
Yeah, let's go.
I was watching this like, I know this is Renee Rapp and she's a little gay, but I'm like, but you're playing Regina a little gay and I don't hate that.
It's giving a choice and I love it.
I love to see it.
I'm like, I too want to be Regina George and be with Regina George. This is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited for that.
It's going to be so good.
It'll be a good one.
We're going to have to go and like wear pink or whatever.
No, it's giving dress up.
Like Barbie movie. Like when everybody would see Barbie, like wore pink, it's giving...
Let's do that for sure. Full pink. Like, it was such a fun experience to do, like, wearing the pink vibes for the Barbie movie.
So I know. It really was fun.
And it's part of the experience nowadays, like, getting dressed up to go to the movie. So let's do it.
Okay. I have one. This is a short one, but it's like, I don't know why. It felt like near and dear to my heart a little bit.
Oh.
Which is, it's really not, but like, maybe you'll get it. I titled this one, Did You Even Try? Okay. Love you girls and grateful to have the podcast as a safe space to laugh and relax. Not really a secret, but big, where did you get the audacity energy? I'm the first grandkid on both sides of my family, and when my mom told my parental grandparents my name, my grandmother told her, in quotes, she'll never learn how to spell it. And she goes, my name is Isabella. I've been able to spell it for a long time now, LOL. That was just the first of ridiculous things said to my mom about her parenting. She was 21. Truly, I don't know where some grandparents are thinking.
So it was never about the name. It was about undermining every choice that her mom made.
Yeah.
I'll never learn. As
I was reading that, I was like, I don't think Isabella's a difficult name to spell.
She's like, it's Bella in my book.
And then I'm also like, even if they spelled Isabella with like a Q and like fours in it.
Who cares?
She'll learn how to spell it.
It's your granddaughter.
Spell it.
I don't know, right? Like, it's just
like,
silly.
I'll never learn how to spell that.
It like, sounds like a personal problem.
Like, okay. The only word that you couldn't name your kid that no one knows how to spell is restaurant, and that's never going to happen.
Scream. Honestly, I don't know how to spell that.
Every time I'm at restaurant.
And then when the phone doesn't fix it, I'm like, you know what I'm trying to say, and it's rude that you're not fixing it.
Clicks the voice. Restaurant. Literally.
I get so frustrated when I'm like, you know what this says.
Right.
Fix it. And it doesn't, then I have to say it, and I'm like, you just called me stupid. My phone.
Like, you just said this to my face.
Literally. Yeah, it's just like rude also.
It's super rude.
Like, I'm telling you what I'm going to name my kid and that your response was, oh, I'm never going to learn how to spell that.
The only response to someone telling you what the baby name is should be, oh, that's beautiful.
Love it.
Love it.
Because also, no one really cares about your opinion about it anyway. It's not your kid.
Right.
Only if they ask your opinion. Right. If they say, this is the name we're thinking. What do you think about? If there is no what do you think about it, congratulations.
Yep. I like that.
As we are, you know, thinking about baby names for this baby, it was funny. I asked my family for some opinions on the names, but I didn't at first say, like, what do you think? I was just like, they were like, what names are you thinking? I said the names. And then I said, which one do you guys like the best? And my dad goes, do you want our opinion? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I like this one. And this one, I think that's someone. And this one. And I was like, oh, well, thanks for like checking in.
Yeah, but it was
very like, he was like,
I don't want to.
Do you want me to say something? Because I also, I think once someone says something negative about a baby name and then you choose it, how do you unhear it?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That's so nice that he clarified. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is
nice. I did appreciate that. It kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh, yeah, no, I was asking.
Right.
Like, I genuinely
want to. Yeah.
Aww.
I know.
That's so exciting. And it is. And sorry, back to the viewer comment. I just really, it feels like you're just like rejecting like what, like the kid's not even here. Like we're just talking about things. Right, like it doesn't really matter in this situation. Like I'm just like looking for connection and be like, oh, I'm telling you about
the baby.
I'm just like,
yeah, I'm and you're like, sharing and I'm some not, exciting news. And you're like,
okay, well, it's giving, when I ask you to, do you want to hang out with the baby? You're like, well, I don't want to do that either because you don't even want to learn their name.
I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super tough. Yeah. And like, let's show some support. I don't know. Like, just like, that's a bummer to hear. So I don't
I have
know.
A question. This is like not really fully related, but I've been seeing a lot of TikToks where like the parent or like these parents are like having kids or whatever. They're like announcing, they're doing gender reveals or whatever. And whatever, we're pregnant. Yay. And then like the grandma like does the most and like is like freaking out, like crying. They're like, oh, we're having a girl. And the grandma's like, doing backflips off of tables and like making it like about her and like whatever. And I've always thought, I'm like, that's so interesting because I always hear people be like, well, make me a grandparent. I want grandkids. And I'm like, I don't really understand that. Like, I guess I understand people wanting to have kids. I'm like, okay, I can conceptualize that. That makes sense to me. Then I'm like, but why are grandparents like freaking out? Like, why are they like so aggressive with it?
I have two theories. One is more positive and like optimistic, and the other one is not so much. So I'll start with the not so much.
Okay.
I think part of it is like my legacy lives on, right?
Gotcha. I see.
You know, oh, I'm so happy because I will have like my generational line will continue, right?
Unless you're the royal family, who cares? Are you? Like, what legacy?
I do think that's something older people care about, and in appearances as well, right? To be, I'm a grandmother. I'm a grandfather, right? Like, I think that's part of it.
Right.
The more optimistic side of me is the role of a grandparent is, like, so much fun with so much less responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents said to me when I was pregnant with Grace that they were so excited to be grandparents because they tried really hard to parent us well, even when it meant saying no to things and drawing boundaries. And then they would send us to their parents' houses and they'd spoil us rotten and they would have to deal with the consequences. Mm-hmm. And they're like, now we just get to be the fun ones.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't
just
have
to spoil them.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't have to. And also, like, we can bring them over to our house and just be so fun and then tap out and be done.
Right.
Right.
And so I think that's the more positive part, right? Oh, I get to be a grandparent. I get to go through all the joys of having babies around
again.
See, but
that's different. Even the way you just said that is different. I get to be a grandparent. My kid's having kids. That's so awesome. I get to do X, Y, Z, Z, Z. I don't know if your parents were like, we want to be grandparents. We want grandkids. So
like
if you
when
could
they
tell
never were.
But like that's a lot of people's reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that about? Why? Why?
Optics maybe?
They're right? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just like them also getting older and being like, I need to check this box off in my life because I was a mom. I was this. And now it's time for me to be a grandma because a lot of times like just that is how society is. So they're like, and now it's time that my daughter has a daughter so I can be a grandma. If not, I did not do the circle of life properly.
Well, in a lot of older generations too, especially because it wasn't that far off that women can have bank accounts or own property or do whatever. Mm-hmm. I did this, so you have to do it too.
Right.
And the same people that I've heard the rhetoric around, you were just so difficult to raise. And I can't wait for you to have a daughter and then you'll know her. You'll have this. And it's like this weird justification of the choices that they had to make or made during their lifetime.
Right.
On the note of what you said, Jess, of like, oh, well, you're going to have to deal with what I dealt with you. I saw the most beautiful TikTok that has really stuck with me for months and I thought was so beautiful. It was this woman and she was talking about how that was said to her. You know, oh, I hope you have a kid who's just like you, right? Who's so difficult and who's so terrible and who's just a little monster. And she said, I do hope someday that you have a daughter that's just like you so you can see how easy you were to love. And you can see that you were never the problem. And you can see that, you know, you are so filled with joy and life and love and that to love you was the easiest thing. And I was like, oh my God. Because how often is that said?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's going to come back to you.
Right. Good luck when you have a daughter.
Oh, she's going to be just like you.
And you're
like,
saying that to the daughter.
Yeah. Your daughter. And like, how do you think that makes your daughter feel?
Right.
Yeah. It feels like I'm not.
Feels like I didn't do it
right. Yeah. It also makes me feel like I didn't get it right. And I didn't do what I was supposed to do as like a child for you to enjoy it as a mother. If you're telling me I was such a pill.
Right.
Like that's so tough to hear. And I'm so glad that this person like took the step next and was like, that was my reality. That
generational thing.
Yeah. Broke that shit and was like, next step. I can't wait for this.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead to say, I hope you have a kid who's just like you so you can see how easy you are to love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
Right in the heart.
In the heart. Totally. Sorry.
I don't know how we got here.
I think I was just like, why do grandparents like pressure their children to have kids? But that was how we got there.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That was really sweet.
I think about that often.
Yeah. And I hope that some viewers that have ever experienced something like that can hear that and be like, right. And just because I experienced something with my family, et cetera, doesn't mean that my family has to be that way if I choose to have a family one day.
Yep.
All right, ladies, we have a juicy one because the first line says, OMG, I have a family situation that always makes people say, oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Including every therapist I've ever talked to.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
Here we go. My parents are divorced since I was a baby and both are remarried. The part that's unusual is that my stepmom and my stepdad also used to be married to each other.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Both parents remarried. The stepmom and the stepdad used to be married to each other.
Yeah, no, that is, okay. I read that correct and I'm rereading
it. Okay, yeah, I was like, did you say that right? But I'm like,
Shall I go back?
Yeah, just
shall
a little.
I keep going? Okay, here we go. My parents are divorced since I was a baby and both are remarried. The part that's unusual is that my stepmom and my stepdad also used to be married to each other.
Oh, so they got divorced and married
another couple
that was together.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
There's more. The four of them were all good friends, in parentheses, and I mean good friends. My stepmom and stepdad watched my older brother while my parents went to the hospital to have me. And then they essentially wife swapped. LOL. So me and my step siblings grew up going back and forth together between the same two houses with the same four parents. I was probably in middle school when I finally realized just how unusual the situation was.
Are they all, it sounds like they're all on good terms.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good. My stepmom and stepdad watched my older brother. Like they are like couple friends and... I wonder.
Did it start out as swingers?
Swingers?
Or was it like, I feel like it either had to be that or like the relationships both were kind of rocky and.
But what are the odds that they like met the same couple? Like, that's what I think is weird. Like, if you guys weren't already in each other's lives, how did you both end up meeting the same couple? Because it's one thing, right, to get divorced and you go over here and I met so-and-so at the store and you met so-and-so traveling.
Well, that's where I'm wondering if they were really close couple friends and one of the both couples were kind of on rocky terms and both couples split and then one pair got together and instead of the other pair being mad, they were like, well, we've always kind of had feelings for each other, so I guess now we don't have to feel guilty about it.
So it says my parents are divorced since I was a baby.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the part I wasn't.
I'm like, I don't think that it was like,
right,
already so a situation. Divorced
since she was a baby. And they had a friend. They were both friends with the same couple. That couple divorced, and then they. I see why everyone goes, oh wow.
Yeah, it seems very intricate.
But at least everyone's on good terms.
Yeah, at least you're not like. People aren't fighting.
Well, and honestly, stability to have the same four parents.
Well, to have four parents instead of just two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And your bonus siblings to travel around with.
Right. My ex's parents were kind of like that. Like her parents broke up or divorced or whatever. And then so the dad remarried and the mom remarried. And then they would all just like go over to each other's houses and like hang out.
Like, that's so great.
Yeah.
That the kids can do that.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, it was cool. At least nobody's like fighting. We're not. Yeah. I'm like, cool, I guess.
They can all have Christmas together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's interesting, though, to like literally just like it's almost giving like the same, but it's like same, but different.
But also it's them noting I was probably in middle school when I finally realized just how unusual this was, making it seem that
it wasn't unusual. Like, it wasn't odd.
Well, that
like,
was just their life.
Yeah, that was just your reality. And you were like, that's...
And I'm sure, like, said something to one of their friends, and their friend was like,
what?
That's weird.
Yeah.
It was the friend. Totally. The first friend hearing this drama in middle school was like, oh, girl, I feel like...
I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. Run me that.
Yeah, my parents are divorced, and they don't even talk to each other, yeah. So I don't really... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
The, like...
Right.
That's, like, really wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they had probably, like... They were just kind of, like, the same type of people if they're, like, switching. So, like, it's just, right. Like, that's what I like, and that's my type of people.
Right.
And then kind of how interesting for your step-siblings to have the exact same set of step-parents.
Right.
Right.
Because typically, right, if they're... dad married your mom, they would also have another step family
right
on the other side, but it's you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your dad and your mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally the same, except your mom and dad don't live in the same house.
Right. And you know what, maybe the tea is that they broke up and then one of them just set the other person up with, like, you know.
Right. It's, there's no way they weren't swingers. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm like, how? It's the same. We're all doing this. It's the same.
There was giving. We were all friends at one point, and then that's why it just is super easy to be super good.
Yeah.
Heard. Love.
I'd love to see it.
All right. This next one says, oh, have I got one for y'all. So I'm a plus size gal, literally always have been, and I was diagnosed with PCOS at age 12. I'm by far the biggest person in my family, and my family always judges that and sees it as laziness. For the past 5 Christmases, my grandma has gifted me something weight loss related. It started out as a diet cookbook, moved to a scale, and then 2 years later, and then for 2 years, it's been a gym membership and shapewear.
Yikes.
Both of which come with a strong guilting of, I'm really concerned about you, and saying, your papa would want you to be healthy. My papa died almost 3 years ago. Can't wait to see what I get this year. First of all, I am so sorry you're having to deal with that. What a horrible manipulative thing to say.
Right.
To say, I mean, the gift giving is awful and has its whole own other set of issues. But to say a person that you loved who is passed.
Right.
Don't you want them to be happy?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's so wrong. So manipulative.
So fucked up.
So yeah. Fucked up. And to use a gift-giving opportunity to try and shame somebody about their body.
Right.
I'm so sorry you're having to deal with that. And I hope that you can set some boundaries with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And say, you know, let's not do gifts this year because the gifts that you give me every year are inappropriate.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Listen, I think that word, like, saying that to somebody is, like, it, like, it feels, like, so, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's inappropriate, right?
Yeah.
And you start rethinking, like, oh, my
You're
God.
You're like, oh, my God, that was
because I'm sure that those people gifting that never in their mind were, like, this is inappropriate. Like, that.
Right. I'm motivating
them. Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
trying to help you.
That was
you.
Never yeah. a word they, like, yes. thought in their mind. So it's very great to label that behavior with a word like that. So every time you try to do that, you can pick in your mind me
right.
saying,
oh, that's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm. also, if you don't feel like you can do that, because that
no,
stuff
yeah.
with grandparents is complicated,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I hope that you can find other ways to take care of yourself and know that that is inappropriate and mm-hmm. doesn't define your worth.
Yeah.
And gosh, that makes me mad for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Also, at this point, however long it's been, you would think that if I was gonna take you up on whatever or do whatever it is you want me to do, I would have done it. That's also not a gift.
Yeah, that's not a gift.
Just don't give
yeah.
me anything.
Yeah, and it's really giving that they are unhealed. It's literally
yeah,
not, it's
yeah.
not about you. They are literally pushing all their mm-hmm. own insecurities onto you.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not about you.
That was yeah. like, I think, the biggest thing for me to learn with, like, dealing with family and body shaming and stuff is just it's not about you. And I, a few years ago, set some serious boundaries with the person in my family who does shit just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that it's held.
Yeah.
Really?
She's been very receptive.
That's great.
And I feel like if you can set those boundaries, not everyone's going to be as receptive. But I think if you can, it's such a good thing to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard and it's awkward.
Oh, my God. It's
God,
so hard.
It's
so hard.
And you're like, I'm standing up for myself.
Like, right. And you like feel bad, but you're like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Why do I feel bad right now?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm literally just sticking up for myself and saying that hurts my feelings. Please don't. Why do I feel like an asshole?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because you made it uncomfortable.
Right. Right.
Right. And it's crazy. Oh, I made it uncomfortable.
Right.
Oh.
I've just been sitting in discomfort for years, but right. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing to say back to just anything with the audacity is, I'm surprised that you would say that to me. Or what makes you think it would be okay to say that to me?
I'm surprised you would say that to me.
Ugh. Right. Or I hope you don't, when it's not about something like that, I hope you don't think I agree with you.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Got him.
Got him, boys.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one. And helpful. Gotta have some, like, locked and loaded. Well, because sometimes they come out of, they're out of pocket, and I'm like,
and then
and then I'm upset, and then I can't even get a word out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the holidays can be a time for joyous family celebrations. They can also be a time for drama being spilled and inappropriate things being said and gifted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I think we have one more. You want to take us home, Ryan?
Yes, I will take it away. This viewer says, I would like to tell you about my Grandma B. Grandma B just turned 80, but back when she was in pharmacy school in the early 60s, one of three women in her class, go Grandma.
Go period, Grandma B.
Oh my gosh.
She lived on her campus. Her roommate and her were both in a religious affinity group on campus. And in that group, her roommate met her boyfriend, Victor. Well, her roommate goes home for Christmas, and my grandma stayed on campus and promised to watch her roommate's guinea pigs while she was away. Victor also didn't go home for Christmas and planned to celebrate with the group on campus, the group that also Grandma B was in. Anyways, Grandma B swears the guinea pig got loose, and Victor just had to help her find it. Long story short, instead of a guinea pig, Grandma B and Victor, my grandfather, found love, and Grandma B had a very rocky roommate relationship for the rest of the year. The roommate did not attend the wedding. I usually don't condone boyfriend stealing, and I'm not sure that was very Christian of her to orchestrate during the holiday season, but every Christmas, I'm grateful for the runaway guinea pig.
Oh, man. Oh. That's like, I feel like that's more on the lighthearted side because, you know, they were in college and they weren't married and like, it's not great, but it is funny with the guinea pig.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's hard to humanize your older relatives, right? To imagine that they had a younger life, but to imagine your grandma and grandpa running around looking for a guinea pig and falling in love when they shouldn't be.
Right.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's
you gone.
Really funny. Yeah.
I'm like, you gone.
Like, oh my God. Grandma B, you're so bad.
Yeah.
Literally. Yep. I found it so funny when the viewer was like, yeah, and my grandma and my grandpa Victor. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. She set it up well.
Yeah. Loved that. These were so good. I feel like we could definitely do these again.
Yeah.
I feel like holiday family stories will just never get old because family during the holidays is wild.
Yeah, it's like such a weird balance of like, oh, I'm so happy to have this time with these people.
Right.
And like, oh man.
I'm going to spend so much time with these people. Yeah.
And also, I need to spend time with these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love my family and I'm, you know, grateful for them and for this time. And especially, you know, now having Grace, it's fun to have everyone around. But, you know, they're
also the pressure must be like so much. Like nobody really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you have kids now. So you're like, Sierra, get out of here.
No one is like, you know what I mean? Really questioning they wanna see your me kids. Anymore.
Yeah. They're like, anyways, bring the babies.
Right.
Yeah. And where's Grace?
Right.
Especially being pregnant. No one can ask me, when's the second one coming? I'm like,
right. Here
in
it
April.
Is. Right.
Dude, that's true. That must be nice. Like showing, you're like, girl, I'm already in the process.
What do you want from me? Here's one. Here's the other.
Right. You're like, please don't ask me any questions. Please.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Also being pregnant during the holidays, I'm like, I have every excuse to be like, yeah, you know, I just,
I've got to
go.
I'm tired. And
I can't help you. I'm so,
yeah.
This baby.
That's tea. That is tea.
You guys, well, thank you so much for staying with us and hearing our juicy secrets from you guys, actually.
Right, thank you for the juicy secrets.
Thank you guys for the juicy secrets. And we hope that you have such a safe and loving holiday season with your loved ones. We're always here. Drop some stuff in the comments if there's drama going on. I do want
to. Yes, if there's current drama.
Yeah, if there's current drama, drop it in. I will be reading
If you're hiding in the back room,
like listening to this so that you can just have a moment. Yeah. Let us know what's going on.
I'll be at home at the holidays reading the comments with my wine. So please do. And thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you at the next one.
Bye.